We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ken Lovett is joining us, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. It's primary day in New York. And Ken, the marquee race is the race for governor between Governor Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon. Nixon looking for an upset. She points to recent primary wins in New York, Florida, and Massachusetts, you know, as factors that she could win. Does she have a point there?
Look, no one knows what will happen in terms of the energized progressive left. And if they do come out in droves, then maybe she has a puncher's chance. But the reality is the polls have consistently had her down by, you know, 30 points, 40 points now. So the chances of an upset victory, I think, are slim.
Now, what happens to her after today if she loses in that primary on the Democrat line for governor? Does she move somewhere else on the ballot, or is she still on with another party?
Well, that's the thing. So if she loses, she's off the Democratic ballot. However, right now, she's the candidate for the Working Families Party, which is a progressive minor party. That could be an issue. So, you know, the thinking is they will try and bounce her from the line if she agrees, and Cuomo may or may not take that line.
Almost sounds familiar here in Western New York because of the ballot swapping of positions that we're talking about for the Chris Collins New York 27 seat, right?
Exactly. Of course, you know, the machinations would be the same, the reason much different.
Is that something we know that she would be agreeable to switching off that working families line?
She hasn't said, but the indications are that she would be. The Working Families Party has said it does not want to be a spoiler in the governor's race. It never has been, they say. And the reality is, if she stayed on the line, and it could draw votes away from Cuomo, along with the Green Party, along with Stephanie Miner, the former Syracuse mayor, then all of a sudden you're in a situation where potentially the Republican, Mark Molinaro, doesn't need 50% to win. Maybe he only needs 44% or 45, 46%. So I'm sure the governor would like, even though he hates the Working Families Party line, I'm sure he'd like to take it, and I'm sure they don't want to, the Working Families Party doesn't want to help a Republican win office.
Now, if you're Cuomo's campaign staff, how has his campaign changed to fight Cynthia Nixon? He's really moved much further to the left than he has before, hasn't he?
He has moved much further to the left, and perhaps because that's not where he's most comfortable. He's definitely a centrist. We've seen really an unprecedented amount of self-inflicted errors by the governor, and not even necessarily the campaign, although the big one by the campaign was a letter that recently went out attacking Nixon on Jewish issues. But the governor, you know, from commenting that America was never great when he was mocking Trump's Make America Great Again slogan to a whole host of other things that he said during the campaign. Look, he's going to win. In all likelihood, he could win big, but it has not been a stellar campaign by the governor.
Did you see Cynthia Nixon's bagel order the other day?
Yeah, although I'll tell you what, the governor was dealing with opening of a, or potentially the premature opening of a bridge right before the primary. He was dealing with that mailer against Nixon. So if all Nixon was dealing with over the weekend was a weird bagel order, I think she was doing okay.
It's amazing what gets headlines, though, isn't it?
It is, but anything. You know, you don't need a sausage at the Syracuse, the state fair in Syracuse, and it can cost you an election. So you never know what the voters respond to.
Yeah, that's what people will remember. Okay, the attorney general's race, though, that is the hottest race in the state, isn't it?
Yeah, you said the marquee race was the governor's race, but really the attorney general's race is really the one that's most up in the air of the statewide races. And you've got four people going for it. Three of them are pretty much in the running going into today, and that's Tish James, who's the New York City public advocate, Fordham law professor Zephyr Teachout, and Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney from the Hudson Valley. There's also Western New York's own Lucia Eve, but the polls have shown her way, way, way behind.
And does Kathy Hochul have a serious challenge here on her hands?
Yeah, I think it's a serious challenge. It has been. She's spent money. You don't usually see lieutenant governor spending money in a race and raising money and putting ads on. And it is. And look, the polls have her ahead comfortably, 43-21, I think Sienna found on Monday. But 35% were undecided going into the week. It's a low-profile race. No one really knows who the two are. And, you know, anything could happen there, and that would be the worst-case scenario. Well, obviously losing first, but that would be a bad scenario for the governor if Kathy Hochul lost.
What about Republicans, Ken? It seems to be a very light primary.
Yeah, this is one year where, especially on the statewide ballot, there's no primaries. They wanted to marshal their reserves. They wanted to have single candidates for each office so they can focus on the general election, raise money, and let the Democrats beat up on themselves for a couple of months.
And do you think that might start to pay off after the primaries when we start seeing maybe those increase in TV ads, things like that?
Potentially. Look, it's still very difficult for the Republicans. New York is a 2-1 Democratic state. The Republicans have not won a statewide race since George Pataki won a third term in 2002. They haven't had a Republican, they haven't won the Republican Attorney General's race since 1994. And so it's an uphill battle. They recognize that. They're just hoping that they can stay in the mix. And if there's any major gaffes by the governor or the other Democrats, they can take advantage of it.
All right, Ken, have a good day.
You too. Be well.
All right, that's Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.